Bracha, everyone. We are back to learning about tefillah together. We're in the midst of Birchos HaShachar, and we finished the first two sections of Birchos HaShachar, and now we're up to the third. The first section was about our neshama and who we are. The second section was about our body and the physical sensations of waking up. And the third section has to do with a person moving, with a person walking. Why is walking so significant that it's, a third section of Birchos HaShachar? So we know that the Navi, in fact, refers to human beings as mahalchim, that that's how human beings are referred to as mahalchim, as those who go, those that move. And of course, everything in the physical world, as we've said, is a metaphor for something in the spiritual world. The idea is that just as we move here physically, so too, spiritually, we're not meant to be stagnant. We're constantly on the go. But these brachos are about the physical sensation of mahalchim, of being a holech. And the first is Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, Rokah Haaretz Al Hamayim. Rokah Haaretz Al Hamayim, the one who stretches out, who spreads out the earth over the water. So we know that this isn't only Birchos HaShachar. David HaMelech talks about this in Tehillim, in Perek Kuf Lamed Vav, which is known as Halel HaGadol. Daf Hayomi recently referred to this a few days ago, this Perek of Tehillim Kuf Lamed Vav, Halel HaGadol. It's the Kila Olam Chastos. And one of the Kila Olam Chastos is Leroka Haaretz Al Hamayim, Kila Olam Chasto, to give praise to the one who spreads out the earth over the water, because his kindness is forever. So there's a bracha here every morning that the earth is spread out over the water. What does this mean? What does this have to do? This is what we're saying, a bracha. And so first of all, I never experienced an earthquake, but from those who experience an earthquake, having terra firma under your feet is significant. In fact, the Gemara says about sailors, even those sailors who spend so much of their year at sea, they're really don't feel secure until they're back on terra firma. And even though they're so comfortable in their ships and, they have sea legs, they're not comfortable until they're back on dry land. But also there's another meaning of Leroka Haaretz Al Hamayim, that in general, recognizing all of the natural phenomenon in the world around us, we didn't really have a bracha for that yet. The first bracha was intellect, then about the neshama that Hashem gave us, then about the physical sensations of our body. This is the first bracha, and some argue it's in fact the only real bracha, that is about the natural phenomenon in the world around us. And what is the most significant of the natural phenomenon in the world around us? There will be brachos later on as part of Birchos HaShachar, brachos over the Yotzer HaMa'oros, over the luminaries, the sun and the moon. But this is a bracha, Leroka Haaretz Al Hamayim. This is really what enables life to flourish, that the earth is spread out over the land. It's interesting. I've always felt, the question, when do you say Tfilas HaDerech when you're going on a trip by airplane? I always say that Tfilas HaDerech, I started as the plane starts zooming down the runway, and right when it lifts off, right, you can feel right at that moment of liftoff when you're not on ground, that's when I have the most kavana, when I'm saying Tfilas HaDerech. Because even though, plane travel has become so commonplace, although not anymore, it's not commonplace anymore, but the idea that when you're on terra firma, so there's a certain appreciation, there's a certain menucha, a certain sense of calm that you have under those circumstances. So that's what some say, the concept of Leroka Haaretz Al Hamayim, that this isn't only about spreading the earth out over the water, but this is really a bracha about all of the natural phenomenon that we have in every day. But the first one that you really have when you wake up in your home in the morning, right, it's not necessarily the sun, many months of the year, maybe now, depending on how early you wake up, but many months of the year, that natural phenomenon is not the first thing. The sun is not the first thing, but when you put your feet down on the ground, then, L'roka aretz al hamayim. So there's a certain sense of comfort with that, a certain sense of stability with that. And now we come to the bracha of Sha'asa li kol tzarki. The bracha of Sha'asa li kol tzarki, personally, a number of you asked what my favorite bracha was. I said we were going to talk about it in this week's shir. Sha'asa li kol tzarki is my favorite bracha, hands down. There are runner-up brachos, the bracha of Ava Rabba, Habocher Bamo Yisrael Ba'ahava, that's a close second, but I have to think that the bracha of Sha'asa li kol tzarki is my favorite bracha. It's the bracha all morning. Again, Berchas HaTorah, also very chashuv, but Sha'asa li kol tzarki is the bracha that I really try and pause, and I really try and think about for a few moments before I say the bracha. Why? What is so significant about the bracha of Sha'asa li kol tzarki? We know halachically, the bracha is related to shoes, that you would say this bracha after you finish putting on your shoes. And in fact, on Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur, there are those that do not say this bracha in the morning because they feel this bracha is so connected to the shoes that you're wearing. And we know on Rosh and Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av, there's an Isser of Ni'ilas HaSandal, of wearing shoes. And although we say it applies only to leather shoes, back in the day, those were the only significant shoes. Those are the only shoes that really protected your feet. So we have to understand that, why does this connect to shoes? But what is the bracha of Sha'asa li kol tzarki? And I think the most famous story about this bracha has to do with the Halakha Magid of Mizrich. That one time someone came to the Magid of Mizrich and said to the Halakha Magid, Zechusi Yagin Aleinu, the Talmud of the Baal Shem HaKadosh, the one who really built Chasidus, that you know, really began to flourish and spread all out through the Talmidim of the Magid. And someone came to the Magid once, one of his Chasidim, and said, Rebbe, Holy Magid, I need help. I'm really struggling with, the bracha of Sha'asa li kol tzarki. And I'm really struggling. You know, I feel like there's so many things I need, so many things I want that I don't have in my life. In so many ways, my life is not what I want, not what I imagined. You know, and I'm really suffering in Parnassa. Magid, please teach me how to say the bracha. So the Magid says, you know what, I want you to go to one of my Talmidim. I want you to go to my Talmid, Reb Zusha of Anpoli. Go to my Talmid, Reb Zusha, and he'll teach you how to say the bracha of Sha'asa li kol tzarki when you're lacking things. So he said, okay, so I'll go to Anpoli, go to find the Rebbe, Reb Zusha, Meshulam Zusha. And he goes to find the Rebbe Reb Zusha, and he asks the people, where is the Rebbe Reb Zusha? And they send him to a home that's mamsh dilapidated. The door is falling off the hinges. The shutters in the window, some windows don't have shutters. Some windows, the shutters are fallen or breaking. The mamsh holes in the roof, he can see. And he says, this is the person that's going to teach me, Sha'asa li kol tzarki. And he knocks on the door. He's afraid the door is going to fall off. The Rebbe Reb Zusha opens up and says, Shalom Aleichem, Rebbe, how can I help you? He said, your Rebbe, the Magid, sent me to you to teach me something. He says, who am I to teach? What did my Rebbe send you to that I should teach you? He said that you should teach me how to say the bracha, Sha'asa li kol tzarki, when so many things in your life aren't going your way. When you mamish have so many tzrachim, you have so many needs, and, how do you say this bracha that Hashem did Sha'asa li kol tzarki, that he made everything for all my needs? And the Rebbe Reb Zusha said, thought intensely, said, my Rebbe the Magid is the greatest of the great. I try to understand his teachings, but here I really can understand why he would send you to me. He said, I have everything that I need. I have no problem saying that bracha in the morning, because Baruch Hashem, the Eibishter Mamash, gave me everything that Zusha needs to serve Hashem. Everything that Zusha needs, the Eibishter gave Zusha. So I'm sorry, I don't know how to teach you to say this bracha. And so this fellow understood the teaching of the Magid, that go to Reb Zusha, who's living a life of abject poverty, who mamish has a hole in the ceiling, the door's falling off the hinges, the shutters are off the windows are broken, his clothes are ripped, the patches have patches. And when the Rebbe Reb Zusha says, I don't know what the Magid means because I have everything that I need. The Eibishter gave it to me. This fellow understood what Sha'asali Kol Tzarki means. When we say this bracha, what we have to recognize is that everything that I have in this life, everything is exactly what I need. I might want a lot of things. I might want this to be that way and this to be another way. We might have tremendous, tremendous bakashas. We might have tremendous requests. We might want many things. But what we need, the Eibishter gives you. And that's why this bracha says, Sha'asa li, that the Eibishter did for me. All the other brachas, again, the brachas uniquely about your soul, about who you are. Okay, the first series of four brachas also to the individual. But Pokech Ibrim, Albish Arumim, Matir Asurim, Zokev Kefufim, the Roka Aretz Alamayim, those are all general brachos. But now we come to a bracha that's talking to you. When you say the bracha, Sha'asa Li Kol Tzarki, that everything that is a tzorech for Chayim Arkis, everything that I need, the Eibishter gave me. Everything I need, the Eibishter gave me. And this is why Rav Meilach Biderman Shlita, he explains a very cute connection between this message of Sha'asa Li Kol Tzarki and shoes. Because imagine I see someone else's shoes. They're really, really beautiful shoes. They look amazing. And the guy says, oh, the most comfortable shoes I've ever had. And then I say, okay, let me try. Let me put those shoes on. And I put those shoes on. And I have a very wide foot. But this guy's a very narrow foot. And I'm a 10 and a half. And this guy is a 9 and a half. I'm going to try and put on his good-looking, so comfortable shoes. And they're going to be so painful. And it's not going to fit. And that's where Rav Meilach Biderman says, you know why this bracha is about shoes? Sha'asa li kol tzarki? Because your shoes, your size, the width, the narrow, how it molds to your foot, that's dafka, that's specifically yours. You might look at someone else's family and go, oh, I wish I had a family like that. You look at someone else's parnasa, I wish I had a parnasa like that. You look at someone else's situation with shiduchim, with whatever it is, with health, and you say, I wish I had that situation. And then you say this bracha, Sha'asa li kol tzarki, what Chaya Marcus, Sha'asa li, what Chaya Marcus needs, kol tzarki, the Eibishter has done everything that I need. All my tzar, all the tzrachim are for me. And so that's why when we talk about shoes, this is the connection of Meilach says, that a shoe is uniquely yours, it molds to your foot. And this is why Sha'asa Li Kol Tzarki. But there are other meanings also behind the shoes. We know that the Gemara in fact says that a person should spend however much he needs to get comfortable shoes. I remember my Saba Joe, Zichrono Levracha, Rabbi Joseph Ezekiel Marcus, he was not the biggest spender. He did not spend the most money on clothes or anything like that. I still remember the time I went with him to the Staten Island Mall, me and one of my brothers, and my Saba Joe bought himself Rockport shoes for $120. And our mouths were like, our jaws dropped. We're like, Saba, you're buying shoes for over $100? You understand, my grandfather, I don't think he spent that much on suits, you know? And my Saba Joe was buying $120 shoes, Rockport loafers. And he taught us, he said, for good shoes, you pay whatever you need for good shoes. What is it about shoes, Dafka? What's so chashuv about shoes? So shoes, many Mefarshim, Shamshin, Fall Hirsch talks about this and others, that shoes represent a person's ability to be self-reliant. My grandmother, my Saba Joe's wife, Safta Lily, would always say, you see these 2 feet? You see these 2 feet? You see what these 2 feet can do? Right? We're mahalchim, we're holchim, we go, and our feet are responsible for taking us. And therefore, our feet need the proper kalim, the proper vessels. Some explain Alpi Kabbalah, one Kabbalistic, that the earth was cursed. And we don't want our feet to touch the earth. The earth was cursed, Arur Adama, and therefore we don't want our bare feet to touch the earth, so we have to put on shoes. Shoes separate us from the dirt that was Arur. That's why when you go to Admas Kodesh, when there's Holy Land, what do? You take off your shoes. Moshe Rabbeinu, by the Sneh Bor Ba'esh, Hashem says, Shal Ne'alecha Me'al Raglecha. We know when a person went into the Beis HaMikdash, she would take off her shoes. He would take off his shoes when you went into the Beis HaMikdash. He didn't walk in the Beis HaMikdash with shoes, because that was Admas Kodesh. That wasn't cursed land. But when the land is cursed, so you need something to separate between you and the land. But also when a person has the shoes on, and that enables you to travel and to get through the difficulties, right? Dafka shoes, because imagine, you know, you ever walk without shoes? You ever walk without shoes on Yom Kippur or Tisha B'Av around your house? If there are little Playmobil pieces around, that could really hurt your feet. When you step on a Playmobil, little tiny thing without shoes, the tiny little thing, because so much pain, right? So those shoes, sha'asa li kol tzarki, whatever suffering I have, whatever tzaris I have, sha'asa li kol tzarki, I have my shoes on, and the Eibishter is giving me what I need, and I'm going to be able to get through it. And this is a very, very important bracha, sha'asa li kol tzarki. And again, it's about emuna. It's one of the most chashuva brachas, I think, in terms of emuna bichlal, that what you have in your life is what you need in your life, is the nisyonos, the challenges specifically for you. You can't look at Yenim, you can't look at over there, at the other home, at the other family, at the other place. You can't. Where I am now, sha'asa li kol tzarki. This is what the Eibishter, please, every morning, before you say Shasala Kiltsarki, to think about where we are, to know that Hashem loves you, and this is what I need, what I have, my challenges, my nisyonos, my suffering, in whatever way, this is what I need. This is what the Eibishter is giving me. And the Eibishter is everything ba'ahava. And if you could say this bracha with kavana, again, when you say these brachas, and especially the bracha sha'asali called tzarki, with kavana, it opens up the arubas ha'shamayim, it opens up the otzaros of brachos, of blessing to pour down into you. So that's sha'asali called tzarki. Again, my favorite bracha, would love to hear what your favorite bracha is, but I think, you know, I'm making the argument, sha'asali kol tzarki, think deeply about what this bracha means, really meditate on it, and say it slowly every morning. It's the greatest chizuk. I think this bracha is the greatest chizuk. And if no one else gets the chizuk from what I'm saying, I'm learning it for myself, and to be mechazik myself again, sha'asali kol tzarki. And after sha'asali kol tzarki is the next one. After your feet touch the ground, and you put on your shoes, then what do? You have to start walking. And what do we say? Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu melech haolam, hameichin mitzadei gover. The one who prepares, the one that does the hachana, he prepares or he guides a person's step. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that guides the footstep of a person. Someone said, why is it gever? Why is it mandavka? I think there are a number of reasons. Generally, we know back in the day, Kol Kvod Bas Melech Panima, the men were the ones that generally went out into the world. The women were not the ones that went out as much, but gever, I think, just means, it doesn't necessarily mean dafka, man, as opposed to woman in this context. When I looked at many in the Farshim, you didn't find that at all. But what is a Hameichim Mitzadei Gavar. So again, Rav Meilech Biderman, quoting another Torah from Rav Meilech, another very beautiful Torah, Rav Meilech says that a person over the course of your day, you take how many steps? So far today, I took 13,376 steps. That's how many steps my Fitbit told me I took so far today. Rav Meilech said, if you don't believe that every one of those steps, the Eibishter was there guiding you, he says it shmecks of apikarsis, it smells of heresy. Meaning, hameich mitzad de gover, b'derech she'adam rotze leilich malichin oso. The path you want to go in, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring you along that path. Habalatayar misayin oso. Someone that wants to purify herself, purify himself, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help you. Person wants to go down a path that's dangerous for him, for her. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu ultimately will give you the proverbial rope if that's what you want to do. But we have to recognize as Hameichem Mitzadei Gover, that wherever we go in life, the Ribbono Shalom is there preparing our steps for us and guiding us along that path. You know, it's a very, very famous poem. I remember I saw it for the first time at Camp Hask Orientation when Camp Hask Orientation. The poem of the person who goes to Shemayim and meets the Eibishter, and the Eibishter says, when the person complains, I had so many tzaras in my life, where were you? The Eibishter says, what do you mean? Look at the footsteps of your life along the seashore. You see the two pairs of footsteps? One were your, one were mine. Obviously, the Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't have feet, and the Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't make footsteps. But the idea that the Eibishter says, I was there with you the whole time. And the person says, but God, I don't understand. Look over there, look further down. There's only one set of footsteps. And the Eibishter said, that was a very tough time in your life. Remember when this happened, Mamish, when you were in such tzaras? So the person says, so where were your feet then? The Eibishter says, you don't understand. You were on my back then. That's when I was carrying you. Those were my steps, right? And this is something, Hameichem Mitzad Degaver, that the Eibishter guides the steps of every person. Every step you take, right? There's a song about that. Every step you take, not that the Eibishter is watching you, that the Eibishter is guiding you. The Eibishter is holding your hand. The Eibishter is supporting you through everything. Mamish, Sha'asali Kol Tzarki, everything I need is, everything that I have in life is what I need. And then how am I going to get through this? Like, thank you for these things, the needs. Eibishter, how am I going to get through it? Hameichem Mitzad Degaver. Don't worry. The Eibishter is saying, I'm there with you. I'm guiding every step you're taking. I'm going to be there with you. So you understand now these three brachos about a person's steps, how a person travels. These are very, very chash of a brachos, because we're not only talking about the physical steps that you take every day, but we're talking about the paths that we take in life. And sometimes the paths that we take in life are very convoluted. The paths that we take in life are very, very circuitous, seem very difficult, and we have tainus on the Eibishter. So these three brachos, right, the brachos of Roka Aretz Alamoyim, about natural phenomenon, Sha'asa Li Kol Tzarki, my shoes, and it's fit just for me, and that everything that I have is what I need, and Hameichem Mitzad Degaver, that Eibishter is the one that prepares every step, guides every step that you're taking. You should know that Eibishter is with you. These are Mamsh, three intense, beautiful, beautiful brachas. But let's learn two more, okay? Two more. We're almost done with Berachas HaShachar. I know it's taken a little while, but again, each one of these brachas is so chashuv. You could take time. I've often said, you want to start your day right? You want to start your day in the best way possible? Say Berachas HaShachar B'Kavana. Don't run through Berachas HaShachar in a minute. Say Berachas HaShachar 3 to 5 minutes. Yeah, that's a long time, right? Because if I just stop and we pause for a minute, you'll see like, wow, that's a long time. Most of us probably say Berachos HaShachar in under a minute, actually, under 60 seconds, these 15 brachos. But take 3 to 5 minutes to say Berachos HaShachar. Mamish, think, write a little note to yourself before each bracha in the Siddur that you use, what to focus yourself in on. When we get to Shemoneh Esrei, we'll see the Chofetz Chaim had a whole mahalach that before each bracha, you should have one phrase to focus you in that bracha in Shemoneh Esrei. So to Berachos HaShachar, focus yourself in what each bracha is. And it could be different times in your life. There are different phrases that you need before each bracha to get you through it. Okay, the next bracha is Baruch Atah Hashem. And now these brachas shift. These brachos are the only brachos that we talk only about the Jewish people. The brachos about natural phenomenon, the brachos about us being mahalchim, human beings, as being those that walk, that travel, traverse distance, and have a path of life that Eibishter is with us on. So now we come to two brachos that are only for Yisrael, only uniquely Yisrael. And the first is Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, Ozer Yisrael Bigvura, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu girds the Jewish people with strength. What does this mean? This is when you put on your belt. That's what the Gemara in Bracha says. When you put on a belt, right, you close pants, you close a skirt, whatever it is, this is Ozer Yisrael Bigvura. What does that mean? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu girds the Jewish people with strength. So many say that this is connected to a Gemara in Brachos in the third parak. We know that you're not allowed to say Dvarim Shebekdusha. You shouldn't say a bracha. You shouldn't, and certainly daven, when Libo Roes HaErva. There should be a separation between the upper half and the lower half of your body. When you say brachos, when you daven, there should be a separation, right? Certain undergarments, an elastic band. Many poskim say that's enough of a separation. But there has to be a separation, that libo roes ha'erva. The heart is not allowed to be without any interruptions between that and the lower half of the body. And that's what we're saying, Ozer Yishal B'Gvura. But what does that connect to strength? Because we know what is Gevura, Ezo Gibor HaKoveshes Yitzro. Right? The Gevura is the one that can conquer their Yetzer, their inclination to self-destruct. We know Rav Blachman of Karen B'Yavne Shlita, he often points out, you know what Gevura means? What does it mean, Ezo Gibor HaKoveshes Yitzro? Gevura is to live your ideals. That's what Gevura is. The Shabbos, the first drasha we had in many, many months in Shul, it was tough in a mask. It was a little intense. I apologize for those that were there. It was a little bit intense drasha. But the idea of living our values, not just professing to our values, not saying, yeah, Hashem's important to us, but then how much time do we spend on Hashem every day? Yeah, our family's important to us. What do we do for our family, right? So not just to profess values, but to really live our values. That's what Gevura is, to live your ideals. Ozer Yisrael B'Gevura means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us that strength every day. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, once we're girded up, once we're, right, putting on the belt, right, like the holster in the Westerns, putting on the holster with the guns and the bullets, right, the putting on the holster, right, that's their belt, meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu is girding you with strength, with that Gevura, to live your ideals. This is similar to the ideal P'machshava Shelo Asani Oved, that we're not a slave to any taiva, any physical desires, people's perceptions, but here is that Hashem is giving us this ability. And why is it dafka for Yisrael, Ozer Yisrael B'Gevura? Because what is it that gives us the ability to have this Gevura? You know what it gives us? The koach, you know what gives us this gevura? It is Torah. Living a life of Torah. Shmiras ha-mitzvahs. Keeping halacha. Learning Torah. This is what gives us this gevura. This is what Ozer Yisrael B'Gevura is all about. And so that's what we think when we say this bracha, not only about the belt that we're putting on, not about only libo roasa erva, to separate between the upper and lower half of our body, but to recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, through the Torah, and again, that's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, Barasi Yetzirah, Barasi Torah Tavlin. The Gemara says that when the Yetzirah comes to attack you, drag him into a base medrash. Excuse me, meaning learn Torah, and that in the Gemara Brachos. Also, numerous Gemaras that Torah learning and keeping mitzvahs have the ability to strengthen you to overcome the Yetzahara, the propensity for self-destruction. And that's the bracha of She'ozer Yisrael B'Gvura. And now we come to the last bracha we're going to learn tonight. Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, Oter Yisrael B'Sifara, that Hashem crowns Atara. And Atara is a crown, Atara, right? Atara is a crown. Oter Yisrael B'Sifara, that Hashem crowns the Jewish people with glory. What is the glory with which Hashem crowns the Jewish people? So there are a number of interpretations. Some say this is talking about the tefillin that a man wears. Others say it means that our head is covered, that a man's head is always covered, a married woman's hair is covered. Oter Yisrael B'Sifara, crowning our head with glory. It means that there's always something covering our head. Why do we have to have a cover on our head? Because we know the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Yomi, is going to get there in a little over a month, that Ksirosh Chob Mitnei Emasa D'Shmaya. Cover your head because of your fear of heaven, right? Yarmulke, where does that come from? Some say Yarmulke is from Yoram Malka, fear of the king. And we know there's a famous story of Mitzian Halberstam, Hashem Yimkom Damav, the Baba Rebbe who was killed by the Nazis, the father of Rav Shlomo Halberstam. So the Binyan Sion, Rav Binyan Halberstam, Hashem Yimkom Damav. So he was once asked by a Polish police officer, Rabbi, why do you always wear that hat? And the Baba Rebbe said, I don't only have a hat, I have this underneath it. He showed it and I said, I wear it all the time. He said, when I go to sleep, it's on my head. You know why? And the police officer said, why? He said, why do you wear your hat? He goes, what do you mean? I wear my hat to show that I'm in service of the Polish government. And the Rebbe said, that's why I wear my hat, to show that I'm in the service of the Almighty. When we have something on our head, what does that remind us? It reminds us of the Emsa de Malka. It reminds us of the awe, to always be in awe of the king. There's also another pshat of Oter Yisrael Bisafara, that what are we crowned with? So we know there's a famous medrash that is part of davening b'shem Hashem Elokei Yisrael mimini michal mismoli gavriel milfonei oriel neachorei rafal val roshi shchinas kel. The idea of Oter Yisrael b'Sefaru, we spoke about Bilam, Erev Shabbos message to the Shul, we spoke about Bilam seeing the Shechina on the tents of all of Klal Yisrael. But some say Oter Yisrael b'Sefaru, you know what the glory that every Jew is crowned with? That the presence of the Eibishter is with you. That Mamish the Shechina rests on every Jewish person. There's a famous story, I don't have time to tell the whole story, but let's just say there's a famous story that certain tzaddikim had the ability to see a certain aura around the Jew. The stipler, maybe my former Bria Talmidos remember this, the stipler was able to see an aura around the Jew. That there was this teferis, there was this pe'er, there was this glory that was on every Jewish person. And therefore, Oter Yisrael b'Sefara, some say, this is the glory that's on top of every Jew's head. When a Jew brings, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu down onto herself, onto himself, by Shmiras HaMitzvahs and thinking about the Ribbono Shel Olam and letting God in, so that's Oter Yisrael b'Sefara. We'll end with a very cute and sharp story with Rabbi Joseph Karlbach, Hashem Yimkom Damav. Rabbi Joseph Karlbach was the rabbi of Hamburg, Germany during the war. Ultimately, Rabbi Joseph Karlbach was killed by the Nazis. He was the uncle of Rabbi Shlomo Karlbach, the singer, the rabbi on the Upper West Side of Manhattan. And he was, for those that know about JEC, Rabbi Yosef Karlbach, Rebbe extraordinaire in the JEC lower school, he is named for Rabbi Joseph Karlbach, his grandfather. Rabbi Joseph Karlbach, the chief rabbi of Hamburg, was killed by the Nazis. His grandson, Rabbi Yosef Karlbach, is a Rebbe in JEC. My two sons had him as the Rebbe in the third grade and fifth grade. They love him very much. He was invited to their bar mitzvahs. So he told the story that the story was told about him. Someone else actually who was there told the story that in Germany in those days, pre the war, it was very common that Jews would not wear a head covering. It was just very common. And one time it happened that Rabbi Karlbach, the chief rabbi, went to a simcha and many people didn't have their head covered. And one of the leitzanim, one of the jokesters, came up to him and said, "Rabbi," in Rabbi Karlbach, Rabbi Joseph Karlbach didn't have a hat, but he had a very big kippah on his head. "I have a book, I have two books about him. Pictures of him. He has a daughter who survived, who became a professor at Bar Ilan, like very, very gallant daughter. I think she actually created some type of Holocaust program. She was very involved with that at Bar Ilan. So one of these leitzanim, one of these jokesters, said to him, "Rabbi, isn't your head so warm under that? Like, why do you have that on your head, Rabbi? Your head's too warm." So Rabbi Karlbach said, "Tell me, my friend." He said, "You ever open a bottle of wine, a good bottle of wine?" He said, "Yeah." He goes, "What do you do with the cork when you take out when you open the bottle? If you don't finish a bottle, what do you do?" He says, "You put the cork back in." He goes, "Why do you put the cork back in?" He says, "You don't want the wine to, well, first the smell, to keep the fragrance, right? But simply, you don't want, if the bottle gets knocked over, you don't want it to spill out." So Rabbi Karlbach said, "Exactly. Anyone who appreciates what he or she has in their head is going to make sure that they put a cork on top of their head to keep it in. Otherwise, it'll all come spilling out." or you don't have, or you don't care about, you have an empty head. That's what Rabbi Karlbach said to the person. Very sharp line back. But the whole idea of a head covering is really about Emsa d'Malka, the Gemara and Shabbos Kuf Nun Vav says. It's about to be in awe of heaven, to recognize that there's something on top of you. How often over the course of a day, my yarmulke's falling off, my yarmulke's here, my yarmulke's there, running outside, holding on to my yarmulke, right? Because that each time it reminds you that there's an Eibishter, Oter Yisrael b'Sefara, that Hashem has crowned you with the glory of feeling His presence all day and actually giving us the mitzvahs and the presence of Hashem resting on each and every one of us. And again, this is a uniqueness for Yisrael. So Be'ezras Hashem, We did quite a few brachas tonight. We did 5 different brachas tonight. Rokar etzalamayim, shasali kal tzarchi, hamechem mitzader gaver, ozer yishol begura, ozer oter yishol besfara. We're not going to chazer over all of them, but please, 5 very chashuv brachas, all these brachas. And next week, Be'ezer Hashem, we will finish the Birchos HaShachar. There's a bracha and then a very long bracha with a very, very beautiful tefillah that halavai, halavai, we'll be able to get through the tefillah next week. Have a great, great week. Learn well, daven well.